RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. One of the reasons that change is so scary is because when we feel that we need to change, that we may be bringing some chaos into our lives. Even if we know that the changes are for the better, it could upend our daily existence and leave us feeling unanchored and disorganized. Developing a routine can help because it provides a regimen and framework, and it gives us a foundation for incremental change that feels safe. My guest today, Dr. Jeff Dunham, is a big believer in the power of routines and has helped thousands and thousands of clients lose weight and get healthier by working with them to create their new routines. Dr. Dunham is here to help us understand how routines can kickstart our health and how that we can make sure that we don't become maybe a little bit too overdependent on them. Dr. Dunham, welcome to the show. So happy to have you with us today.
Well, thank you for having me here today, Erica.
Yeah, so I mean, the power of a routine, I know personally is incredible, and I know that there's many people that really, you know, come from a place of feeling a little bit chaotic and maybe like their life's a little out of control, and how that routine really helps them feel safe and gets them to a place of, you know, beginning a healthy lifestyle. How have you seen routine play a role with your clients?
Well, you know, any lifestyle change requires some planning, and the low glycal diet's no exception. One of the first things that I advise my patients to do is to clean out their pantry and refrigerator and evaluate all the processed or prepared foods that they have there. They should be checking labels and getting rid of anything that contains high fructose corn syrup. That's one of the most notoriously bad additives that can be put into a food. And get in the habit of checking labels when they shop, and watch out for any foods that have a very high carbohydrate content, because we now know, in contrast to what we thought 30 years ago, that it's really the carbohydrates in our diet and not the fat that is making us fat.
Mm-hmm.
We also, advise my patients to, when they're shopping for things, to shop the periphery of the supermarket, to, you know, the periphery including the fresh fruits and vegetables, the cheeses, the meat, fish, dairy. And the other thing that's probably one of the most important things is to write down your meals and your snacks for the week and make a shopping list. You know, when you put pen to paper, you're making a commitment more powerful than you realize. And we actually have templates in the book in the last chapter where people can actually write down their meals for the week and then prepare a shopping list.
That's fantastic. And I think that also, you know, once they stick to something like that, it provides them a feeling of actually following through and being proud of themselves. And I'm sure that kind of translates into having them do that again the next week and the next week and the next week. And that's where I think the pathways kind of start to change.
Yes, that's correct. Also, you know, they should get in the habit of preparing some of the things that they've bought for the week, you know, while they unpack them. You know, fruits and vegetables can be cleaned and ready for a snack, and, you know, load it up into your refrigerator or used as ingredients in your meals for the week. And they should try to prepare some meals and snacks in advance and stock their refrigerator with them.
Yeah, preparation, I'm sure, is so key. So when somebody starts to lose weight and starts to feel like the routine is helping them, and they become a little bit, obsessed with their routine and not really able to be as flexible as time goes on. Sometimes I know I work with some clients that don't really want to lose their routine, so they hold on to it as tight as they can, and then they can't really enjoy, you know, everyday life, or if they have to go out one night to a restaurant for dinner, or they have to go to a wedding and they're not going to be able to eat what they need to eat or exercise when they don't want to exercise. How do you address those issues with them to start to understand that the routine is healthy, but how do they become flexible and kind of find that balance?
Well, you know, the diet, the routine for the diet initially for the first 2 weeks is a little bit more strict, but then on phase two, after the kickstart for the first 2 weeks, my patients are allowed a little bit more flexibility in their diets, where they're allowed to eat more what I call low glycal or medium glycal meals. And then when they finally achieve their desired weight, then they're allowed to have one day out of the week to reward themselves, to eat whatever they want and whatever time they want. One of the really important parts about the low glycal diet is that patients should try to eat small meals every 2 hours and to stop eating by about 6 p.m. or definitely no later than 8 p.m. And the two-hour rule is because when you eat something and you get an insulin surge, insulin is what's causing you to actually store those calories that you've just eaten as fat. But the insulin goes back down to baseline after 2 hours, so you can actually eat every 2 hours and never have to be hungry. And then once you achieve that desired weight, then you're allowed a lot more flexibility.
Yeah, but do you find that people do have a hard time in embracing flexibility after, actually losing weight, actually changing their lives for the better, that they get a little bit scared or fearful? Do you find that?
Well, I do have some patients that say, I'm eating all these green meals, which are low glycal, which means glycal, by the way, is a term I've coined to mean a calorie stored as fat. When you eat a meal, you can do three things with the calories. You can either put them into fat, burn them for energy, or use them to build muscle. I want to keep the calories stored as fat to a minimum. But because my patients are allowed, some flexibility initially in substituting foods, and they never have to be hungry, some patients actually say, I'm really feeling great on this, this first phase of the diet, and this is a lifestyle for me now. And I've lost all this weight, but I'm really never hungry, so I'm just going to continue eating the way that I do. And they lose their desire for a lot of the, processed and sweet foods. You actually lose your sugar cravings after about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I would think that would be the case. And can you tell us a little bit about the free companion app that has been downloaded more than 100,000 times that you've created?
Yes, I created an app for iPhone and also for Android, so it can be, downloaded for free at the Apple App Store or Google Play. Just search for Low Glycal Diet. Glycal, by the way, is spelled G-L-Y-C-A-L. And you can download that, and it lists 1,000 different foods, and it will calculate approximately how many calories are stored as fat. Those are glycals for any combination of 1,000 different foods. And I've had extreme success with it. And, it's almost like a game. They can, enter the meals or enter the foods in their meal, and then they can just change the ingredients until they get a green rating. It's very, very easy to use. It's very intuitive.
Wow, that sounds like such a great tool to have for people that really want to become more mindful of what they're eating and really start to see how that affects them on a whole, mind, body, and spirit, obviously. So can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing in Palm Springs and how people can find you?
Well, I've been practicing anti-aging medicine for the last 12 years here in Palm Springs. People can reach me at biofitmedical.com. That's B-I-O-F-I-T medical.com. And it explains the practice there. It has links to the app. It has links to the book. It has studies that people can refer to. Also, there's another website, lowglycaldiet.com, where people can get more information about the diet and how to get started.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Well, thank you for this really important discussion. And please find Dr. Jeff Dunham's book, The Low Glycal Diet, anywhere books are sold and on Amazon. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us today, and stay well.